mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Musically, David Wax Museum is a kind of palate cleanser. Take some Mexican folk songs, dunk them in an indie folk bath, add a donkey's jawbone, and you've got a musical breath of fresh air.
And love, and nights couldn't last long enough.
Songs like this one, Rumors Are True, from David Wax Museum's new album, Knock Knock Get Up, have a kind of brightness that you might not expect on an album produced in an old farmhouse in the bracing cold of a Maine winter. The Boston-based duo of David Wax and Suze Slezak, known for exuberant live shows, is at the Capitol Center for the Arts in Concord on Sunday and at the Stone Church in Newmarket next Saturday. And David Wax is joining us now from New England Public Radio in Amherst, Massachusetts. David, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much for having me.
We watched a video of you working on that album in Parsons Field, Maine, in pretty much the dead of winter. Though it was a mild winter, we should note. Why there?
Well, our producer, Sam Kassir, who tours and produces the records of Josh Ritter, produced our last record, and we had so much fun making that record that we were just sure that we were going to go back up there to do this one. He's created this incredible studio space in rural Maine where you just have to be focused on the record. There's no other thing you could possibly
do. But there is a kind of bright energy on this record. I mean, I'm not talking about Beach Boys, but, you know, certainly not Sigur Rós, but a sound that you and Suze Slezak have sort of made your own in a way. How do you maintain that brightness when you're looking at a cold, leafless trees every single day?
Well, so many of the songs were conceived down in Mexico. And Suze had compiled a bunch of different field recordings from our time in Mexico that kind of found their way interspersed into the record. And a lot of the inspiration for these songs come from traditional Mexican folk music. So inevitably, there's going to be that brightness and that exuberance that comes from kind of drawing from those roots.
That's something that you and Suze Slezak have kind of made your own, this celebration of, the Mexican son, which kind of stamped your sound. I'm going to play an example here. This is off of David Wax Museum's first album, I Turned Off Thinking About. The song is called There Was a Bridge. Wow, that's a big difference.
Oh man, you're going to the deep catalog.
We're going
there.
To the deep catalog. We wanted to really compare it because
New Hampshire Public Radio.
Well, you know, we always go for the deep cuts. We could surprise you. There's not, as you say, a lot of other things to distract us. Let's put it that way. But tell us what characterizes the Mexican son. I mean, we have the Cuban son, and tell us, give us the definition that you work with.
Sure. Well, Mexican son is actually very broad. Regionally, there are about 9 different styles. So when you start generalizing, you could talk about kind of where it comes from, which is all these styles are some confluence of African, indigenous, and Spanish coming together. Mm. A lot of people aren't familiar with the African influence in Mexico, but there were lots of Africans brought over and enslaved on the sugar plantations and in the mines in Mexico. So there's a strong African current here. But then you also have the melding of the Spanish traditions and the indigenous traditions that were there.
And when did your...
It's dance music. Sorry.
I want to hear you keep going.
So it's dance music. It's done on a raised wooden platform, and it's kind of a clogging style of dance. And that's a real central element of the percussion of this music.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
And it's done in, this is community folk music. This is music that's an integral part of life in Mexico and still in many parts of Mexico.
So how did you, a young man from Missouri, discover this?
Well, I was actually down in Mexico in the summer after my freshman year of college, I got involved with the American Friends Service Committee doing rural development work in La Huasteca region, which is about 8 hours north of Mexico City. And I found myself down there living in a rural indigenous community, and people were playing this style of music, son huasteco. And it hit me, and I never thought I would actually learn how to play it, but I started dancing and just found it as an incredible way to kind of enter into life down there. And man, one thing led to another, and I kept finding myself back down there in Mexico. And I ended up studying Latin American history and literature at Harvard. And when I graduated from Harvard, I applied and got a postgraduate fellowship to go back down to Mexico to live there for a year, to spend a whole year delving into to learning Mexican folk music.
Wow, so you went in deep. Let's hear Leopard Girl. Now, this is now for something completely different, the first song off the new album, Made in the Maine Woods.
Everything but collide.
That's Leopard Girl, not the first song, but from the new album Knock Knock Get Up by David Wax Museum. I'm speaking with David Wax right now. You know, we're not the only one who noticed the difference, David. Reviews of the album note significant departures from previous albums. I'm wondering if that was a, I don't know, conscious evolution, natural, just ready for a change?
I think it's been a pretty natural evolution for us. I mean, I think with each record, there's been a clear sense that when the project gets very interesting, it's when we're starting to kind of blend these two influences of the Mexican and the American. And the more that we kind of blur that line, that's where things get very exciting and where we start coming into new terrain where the kind of assumptions we've worked with don't make sense anymore, and we have to kind of come up with new ways of thinking about the music.
Funny you said blurring, that sort of distortion and the fuzzy guitar in that one, but the Mexican line.
Yeah, and there's kind of that, you know, that song we just were listening to, the kind of the rhythm guitar is a huge Mexican guitar called a huapanguera, which comes from the Huasteca region. And then there are kind of breaks in that song where it goes into kind of a mariachi kind of 6-8 feel,
uh-huh,
and this kind of, this like group singing that comes up later that's from Mexico. So sometimes it's, you know, thinking about, okay, we've got a song that's kind of pretty straightforward American song, but what can we do with the instrumentation? What can we do with a moment in the song where it goes to a different place? And I think we've just found that that's a more interesting place to work, to kind of see that it's not that interesting when it's just the songs that are kind of translations of the Mexican songs and then the straight-ahead Americana songs. But when we kind of bridge that difference, you know, that's when we kind of get that buzzy feeling in the mm-hmm. studio and feeling like we're doing something exciting.
Yeah, and that energy, I guess, characterizes who you are. I mean, you're known for your energetic live shows. I've actually seen you live, but I was reading a review earlier, someone talking about, they were playing on stage, they were playing in the crowd, they were playing on top of the bar, they did everything but jump behind the bar and make me a drink. So do you think about that when you're producing records? How are we going to play this live?
Oh, we do. I mean, it's a daunting feeling because, you know, we're a four-piece band right now on the road, and, you know, we had time to do lots and lots of layers on this record. But I think that it's, you know, when you're on stage, you have different things at work there, different tricks you can pull out, different kinds of energy levels and way of connecting with the crowd that you can't do in the studio. And so you have to kind of realize that they're very, very separate enterprises in a way. To make a record, you kind of want it to stand on its own and have its own integrity. And when you do a live show and a live performance of those songs, you kind of have to start from scratch and take it in a totally different direction.
Mm. Let's hear more from the album. It came out just a few weeks ago. It's called Knock Knock Get Up, which most critics do say is your best work to date. This song is called Harder Before It Gets Easier.
You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been wrung out and in doubt with grief. And the ocean of time, this moment will be brief, will be brief. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder before it gets easier. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder before it gets easier. Knock, knock, papers at the door. Knock, knock, too loud to ignore. Knock, knock, we were unprepared. Knock, knock, fate, it does not care.
Harder Before It Gets Easier. That's from the new album Knock Knock Get Up by David Wax Museum. David Wax is with me. He's pretty much half of the band, but I guess on other days, 1/6 of the band, 1/5 of the band. Many people playing together. Again, that Mexican influence still present, even though there's a lot of other sounds there, and I'm wondering if that will always be the backbone, or I guess maybe I should say jawbone in your case, because you play jawbone in your band of David Wax Museum.
Yes, she does play the jawbone.
Yeah, how does she play it? Just explain it to listeners who haven't seen such a thing.
Sure. Well, it's a traditional percussion instrument from southern Veracruz, Mexico, and it is what it sounds like. It's actually the jawbone of a donkey, and she has a stick, and she scrapes it against the teeth of the jawbone, and then with the side of her hand, she'll hit the bottom of the jaw, and all the teeth will shake and rattle in there and bump up against each other, and so it makes this really organic rattling sound.
It's really something to witness, and we do have some videos online of David Wax Museum. But before we go, I wanted to ask you about, you went to China last year, the band did, as a cultural ambassador for the United States. That's quite a lofty title. How did the Chinese like your music?
Well, they were surprisingly into it. I mean, we didn't know what to expect at all, but they were just so open to being moved by the music. And I think that's even sometimes hard with an American audience, to people to really be kind of open to letting the music take them somewhere to a real emotional experience. And I found that the audiences there were in a way more primed for that. Mm. And it was an incredible, I mean, we couldn't believe that we were there. But,
yeah, so you're joining the diplomatic corps now as a cultural ambassador. I want to thank you for your time, David.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
David Wax of David Wax Museum. He's going to be playing, the band is going to be playing at Concord at the Capitol Center for the Arts on Sunday the 23rd. Again on the 29th at the Stone Church, that's on Zion Hill in Newmarket, New Hampshire. We do have a link to more about the band and the new album, Knock Knock Get Up, including that video I mentioned about the making of the album in Maine, and a terrific live performance video at wordofmouthradio.org. And we will leave you with another song off the new album. This is called Will You Be Sleeping?
If I'm not there.